gospel teaches us that Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Prayers are answered in God's time and in God's ways. But humans also have the power of choice and free will. And we influence what happens, and other people influence what happens. This passage is often interpreted to say that all our prayers will be answered the way we want. Instead, consider what Jesus says. We will be given the Holy Spirit when we pray, when we ask. And we remember the Holy Spirit is our comforter and our sustainer, helping us to live with patience and with faith. Our prayers are all heard. Our prayers are all answered. Everyone.
Matthew's gospel teaches that Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
There's a very socially outdated proverb that says, "Man may work from sun to sun, but a woman's work is never done." We don't use that one anymore, but it's counter to the way all of us were created. Jesus modeled a better way by what he said and did. He demonstrated that we were created for a rhythm of work, yes, but also of rest. Sometimes our work is done for now, and we have to rest. Sometimes our work is not done, but we still need to take time to rest. Sometimes we need to accept our limitations. But we do not ever need to be afraid of imperfection, because we will never get it all done, and we will never get it all just right. But God has promised strength for the day and rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing kindness, undying love.
In the book of 1 Peter, it is written, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you."
We know that cast your cares upon him line. And we're grateful. Common English translations say it more simply, give your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. God cares. What a comfort. What a source of strength. But we often try to skip over the previous verse. It says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. The text calls us to be humble, and instead we often try to control, correct, micromanage other people, and even God. When we release our tight hold on life and give our concerns to God, blessings and surprises may very well come our way. What will happen in God's time and in God's way? A poet, Loretta Burns, penned it this way. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last, I snatched them back and said, how could you be so slow? My child, God said, what could I do? You never did let go. We have the opportunity every day to let go, to cast our burdens on Christ. Would we rather fret than surrender? We feel compelled to hold on tight rather than to open our hands and our hearts and just let go. From personal experience, the times when I physically and emotionally and spiritually did this, I took a concern and I gave it to God's care. And it made a significant difference in how I perceived the problem and the situation from then on. Some circumstances were resolved even better than I could have imagined. And always, after surrender, I felt peace. If you have a burden that you are carrying that needs to be surrendered to the care of God, you have a symbolic way to do that now. Lighting a candle in prayer brings the light of Christ to your problem, to your concern. And leaving the candle behind, but still lit, is a reminder that God is faithful and is involved all the time, even when we do not see. This doesn't guarantee that the concern's going to go away, that it will be all peachy keen from then on. But it does show that you are not carrying a burden that is too big, that God's love is carrying it for you. And in that process, God carries the burden, and God carries you too. So all are encouraged to come. There's no set way. To light a small candle off one of the large Christ candles. To give the concern to God and to plant that firmly in God's hands. Open your hands and walk away and let God take care of that concern.